Is it your will to do God's will? In other words, what's the motivating factor in coming to God? Are you considering coming to God in order to get what you want? Better job, better mood, better body, better relationships? Well, those are wrong motivations. Biblically speaking, coming to God is not so that you can get what you want, but so that you can do whatever it is God asks of you. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. John chapter 7, verse 17. If anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know whether my teaching is from God or whether I'm speaking on my own authority. Look at what we learn from this amazing promise that's given in verse 17. If it's your will to do God's will, then the promise is that you will know whether Jesus is truly teaching from God's authority or if he is simply a man-made quack tooting his own horn. This is the second test of judging Jesus' word as authoritative. This word for will is the common word that's used that means a person is ready to do something, ready to go a certain way. His mind is made up. They are resolved towards a certain end. In this case, ready to do what God asks. You see, Jesus testing man's will in the rich young ruler. Jesus tells him to go and sell everything he owns, and the rich young ruler walks away sad because it wasn't his will to do whatever God asked of him. He wasn't broken to that point yet. The person apart from Christ has spent his life doing his will and his friend's will and his spouse's will and everyone else's will in hopes of landing upon the good life. But the person in their sin is not ready to come to God until they see themselves as totally broken down by sin, wretched in their sin, until they have to agree with God. Yes, God, I am sinful and unworthy. Would you please have mercy upon me? I desire what you desire. I don't want sin to master me. I want you to master me. In that moment, when a person comes that way, God points them to Jesus, and they see Jesus as the Savior and embrace Jesus as the Savior, and they embrace his word. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. A person must be broken for their sin before the Lord. You don't take this thing for a test ride. But neither am I talking about a blind faith. Christianity is logical, but you don't get to Christ through logic alone. Christianity stirs the emotions, but you don't come to Christ through emotional fervor alone. It is a broken and humble and contrite heart that God responds to. And this is why we love this text. When you approach God in that way, he will give you to Jesus, because only Jesus is the Redeemer. Only Jesus lived perfectly to do God's will, and only Jesus perfectly pursued God's glory. Jesus perfectly kept God's law in your place. You know, this is not just a promise for coming to Christ, but it is a promise for us as Christians. We lose our way sometimes, don't we? And when we're placed in Christ, we still do not perfectly perform the will of God. We still sometimes act out in the flesh. So what do we do? How do we live this out? We must get good at repentance. We turn away from sin and move decidedly back towards Jesus and his teaching, accepting the forgiveness we already have in him. When you pray today, please remember Michael and Josie Barton are missionaries in Canada. And also remember the Kannada LifeWord broadcast that's heard in India.